say. If you afraid, then you come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Knock, knock, up, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Happy hump day, everybody. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here from the Dog Bowl in Berea. The Buckeyes Championship still looms. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk a little bit about... Actually, let's just get right into it. I'll set up the show, and then we're going to get into something that has nothing to do with the Browns at all.
Perfect.
But we'll start with this. Today, we're going to talk about the Browns offensive coordinator candidates. Who do you want the Browns OC to be? Let us know. 216-578-0850. Confidence poll going into Sunday. Rate the quarterbacks 1 through 4 in the championship games. That'll be a fun one to get into. Grade the Browns offensive line this season. And of all the openings this offseason in the NFL coaching ranks, if you're a coach, which one would you go after? It's also Mailbag Wednesday, so tweet any Browns questions or any sports questions, quite frankly, to @Browns_daily. Use the hashtag mailbag, @NathanZagura, @MattWilhelm57. And we will get through all of those today. Again, use the hashtag mailbag. Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports will be with us at 2:30. Has some hot takes on Johnny Manziel. But let's start with a big Cleveland topic right now. The shove, the push, whatever you want to call it. You saw that last night.
I'm assuming,
or you've at least seen a Vine of it. That's how I saw it via Vine, of LeBron James shoving Blatt out of the way. Now, I know he says that he was protecting him from a technical foul, but... I'll tell you what, at any level that I played at, and obviously I wasn't LeBron James, who the Cavs organization is clearly terrified of, but if I did that, or I'm pretty sure if anybody did that, they'd be on the bench. You don't do that and then have zero repercussions.
You're absolutely right. And Nathan, what's surprising to me too, and I know they've of course downplayed it for the betterment of the organization and to try to better the stumble that they're on right now, both relationally, you know, within that locker room and on the court. What's surprising to me is whenever a grown man puts their hands on another grown man, you know, not even just player coach or any other player but LeBron James, but I mean, I love you, man, as a host, as a friend and all that stuff, but you put your hands on me in the heat of a battle, per se, over some disagreement, I'm not going to like it, you know?
No.
And I think that it's a... That, to me, was the best depiction of how much power and control LeBron has and what a pawn David Blatt is in LeBron's return and in the Big Three and right now in the Cavs organization.
Well, and also, to me, if you're another guy on the team, you're saying, first of all, there's no question that there are different there are double standards.
There's, no doubt.
There's no doubt about that, because I'm pretty sure, you know, if Della Vadova goes and shoves Blatt like that, he's probably off the
paycheck.
Team.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's out. He's gone.
Yeah.
So I think that it is, in my mind, absolutely, you know, I was appalled by it, what I saw. I was appalled by it. I thought it was pretty shocking. And I don't think it's something that should be tolerated at all. And I think the Cavs have a serious, serious crisis on their hands.
No, and again, all that... And Kevin Love, I watched the second half of the game. I was, again, loving the comeback that happened in the third quarter. And Kevin Love doesn't see the court in the entire fourth quarter. And I understand matchups and, you know, you don't have a 260-pound linebacker covering Wes Welker in the slot. You know, I get you've got to bring in a nickel guy and you've got to match up what they do. But when we struggle to score, and I think – Kevin Love as a part of the Big Three is you have to have him in the game. Because I just watching that game, we gave up 59 points at halftime.
Yep.
There was no defense. You know, Kyrie was turning the ball over. I could have stole the ball from him. And it was just, I think you need to inject some life. And I think right now we got a glimpse of what a rested LeBron looks like. And I think for the first time, as I have watched the Cleveland Cavs, which has been maybe a dozen times out of the maybe 30 games that they've played in its entirety, LeBron looked like Miami Heat LeBron. So what's going to be hard is how do we keep him playing at that level? Because I think that LeBron now is playing with a chip on his shoulder.
He looked athletic again last night.
Oh, my God, did he look athletic. He looked interested. And they still lost. But the hard part is LeBron looked interested, but then Kyrie looked disinterested. LeBron looked interested, but Kevin Love looked disinterested. So I just don't know. And then also, too, you get James Jones playing minutes. You get Marion playing minutes. And it's just like, we're just desperate to score, and we're just surviving on the defensive end. And I hate it when another team comes down, and all we need to do is get stops. Stop them one time. You know, that's like, fourth and goal. You stop them, you win the game. And we needed one stop late, you know, inside 4 minutes in the fourth quarter, and we could not get it. And that to me is very frustrating.
It's very frustrating, and it's just you talk about dysfunction right now. The Cavs seem very dysfunctional. Gibbs, what was your take, if you haven't given it yet? What was your take on that shove?
I get protecting the coach. I really do. I want to side with LeBron on it, honest with you. I remember walking a coach down the bench a few times when I played. And just
did you do it in like a class where you kind of put your hand around, where like, coach, come on, it's not worth it? Or did you literally just shove him?
No, I didn't shove him, but I think it's in the heat of the moment. I think LeBron's just trying to do his best to keep his team in the basketball game at that point, keep the coach from getting knocked out. If anything, to me,
knocked out.
If anything, I think it actually might have brought those two together, because I know that there is some, in my opinion, there's a disconnect between Blatt and LeBron. And maybe this brings them together a little bit. I don't read anything more into it than, the guy's trying to protect his coach.
All right. I hope it is. It just seems completely dysfunctional right there. Like, do you think that there's any player on the team other than LeBron James who would have done that?
If you're one of the big three, I think you could have gotten away with it.
Yeah, I think Kyrie, to me, who you see flashes of passion and excitement in his game and interest, might be the only other one that I think would do that for David Blatt. I don't think Love would. To me, he's going through the motions right now.
Kevin Love's non-existent on that basketball team.
God.
Yep. When you're playing bench players over you in the fourth quarter, what does that tell you?
It's bad.
That whole team is dysfunctional right now.
It's disappointing.
It's very disappointing. And I still go back to, I can't believe, and they say it wasn't a vote of confidence, but when Griffin talked a few weeks ago on Sunday and gave him their, you know, we love him, he's done a great job for us, and we believe in Blatt and all that other rah-rah stuff. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's not going to be Griffin's call. It's going to be the owner's call, or it's going to be LeBron's call. And I hate to, you know, because I think Griffin's a great guy. I like him. I hope he does well. I hope Blatt does well. But at the end of the day, LeBron or Gilbert is going to determine David Blatt's fate.
Well, Woj is saying right now that it is absolutely, that is the case. He says LeBron's friends are back on the team charter again. He said that it's gotten a little bit wild there for Cavs.
I go back to after every game. You know, when he was in Miami, he had to go to the podium, and he talked at a podium. And from day one, he told the Cavs PR staff, you know what? I don't want to talk. I'm going to talk in front of my locker after every game. So there's 45 members of the media trying to gather around one locker that, by the way, is in the corner of the locker room. So trying to get in there, get any sound. I mean, he rules the roost. And if you're Dan Gilbert, what are you going to do?
And you know what? Just watching the video again while you were going, you were speaking there, Gibbs. To me, it looks like father and son, you know, LeBron being the father, pushing away the son, you know, and again, in some cases, defending, yes, but it's like, get out of here, little boy. I'll handle this like a man. You know what I mean? And I think that comes from his inexperience and also, too, in some regards, the amount of respect that they have from him at this point in the season.
That's the bigger problem. Yeah. I don't think there's any respect there.
Well, the problem is, if you know from the get-go that your star player is going to be allowed to do whatever he wants to do when he comes back, And I mean, can you fault Gilbert? Look at this basketball team the last few years. I mean, it's been nothing. And if LeBron wanted to come back and these were the rules, are you really going to say no? But at the same time, the Heat won because they had systems in place. And you either abided by the systems or you were gone. And it didn't matter if you were the best player on the team or the worst player on the team.
And it kind of sounds like, sorry to interrupt, Gibbs, but it sounds a little bit like what's going on in and has been going on for a long time in New England. and why in which they've been successful is they'll find anybody, they'll send anybody home if you don't live by the right way. And in Miami, it was Pat Riley's way, not Eric Spoelstra's way. It was Riley's way of how he wanted the organization to be run. And if it wasn't good enough, you were on your way out, you'd get fined, and or you'd sit a first quarter, whatever it might be.
The biggest concern to me is this team's 19-20. We're just about the halfway point of the season, and this team has a losing record. I'm sorry, but chemistry, I'm tired of hearing that excuse. You know, throw it out the window. Why is this team not gelling? Why is this team not playing well? If it's the coach, then make the change. I don't think it's the coach. Is it players? I mean, you got rid of Deion Waiters. Why is this team not able to win?
You're right. And I think for me, it going back to my, you know, LeBron's, say, first 20 games in Miami, everybody in Cleveland was, of course, wanting them to fall on their face. And they did struggle out of the gates, you know, maybe lingering at or around 500, but it was for like 10 games. And then they'd run off six straight, you know, and get to 11-5 or 11-6. And then, you know, again, get to that 50-plus win mark. But right now, like you said, if you're professionals, everyone would have to contort to fit what's going on and buy into a system. And it seems like it's the player system, not the coach's system at this point.
I would agree totally. It's
an issue.
The inmates are running the asylum. And I think that, you know, in my conversations with Brian Windhorst over on ESPN 1540 KNR2 every Friday, the show that he and I do, Whitney's told me there's not just a disconnect with Blatt and the players. There's a disconnect between Blatt and his assistant coaches.
Yeah.
So I don't get what's going on. Maybe LeBron's not the leader that Dwayne Wade was, and that's why the Heat were able to succeed, because Dwayne Wade sat everybody down and said, this is how it's going to be.
And that's what it's funny you mentioned that. Adrian Woj's article right now on Yahoo is Cavs Need LeBron James to Show Leadership He Promised. That's the title of his article.
Well, you're 39 games in. What do you mean you're promising now?
No, this when he promised when he came back.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's what he's saying, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but where you been? Let's see. You were off for 2 weeks because you had a sore back. You went to South Beach to rehab your sore back. Let's see. You went to Dallas to watch Ohio State win the national championship game instead of being with your team on the road. I mean, what are you doing? You know, do you want to be on this team, or are you just playing out the rest of your career now that you've won your championships? That's my question.
Yeah, it's tough. And again, the city has been sold extremely high on what LeBron would do coming back to Cleveland and bring a championship back here. Everybody thought it'd be easy. It is anything but easy at this point.
I don't get it. I don't understand it. I think LeBron is to blame. I think David Blatt probably shares some of that blame. I think other people on this team. Right now, I would really question whether or not I'd bring back Kevin Love. Kevin Love says he wants to come back and be here consistently. I don't know if I want Kevin Love back. He's a liability defensively. Offensively, he's got skills, but he disappears in the fourth quarter. What good are you to me at that point?
Right. No, it's tough, especially when you're supposed to be the guy, and Kyrie seems to be hot and cold in terms of his effort, his enthusiasm, his zest for the game. And the fact that a team that's got Kyrie and Kevin Love can't win, like that should still be – that's two all-stars. That should still be a pretty good team.
That's two of the top 20 players in the league on one team.
Yeah, now you got three of them, and they still got to find a way. By the way, props to former Cav Mo Williams, who was on fire last night, 52, I believe.
Where did that come from?
He could always fill it up.
Yeah, and it was nice to see J.R. Smith, you know, in that third quarter fill it up. He was just raining threes from anywhere.
I like J.R. Smith, so do I.
And Shumpert, once he's healthy, is going to be an outstanding defensive player. I like
Shumpert.
All those trades last week.
I do too. The Mozgov, I mean, to me, seems like a little like Frankenstein right now. You know, unable to score. You know, not a whole lot of great ball awareness. You know, on some rebounds, he was getting beat to the ball.
Is that him or is that the system?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Yet to be determined.
Well, that's my question. That team is a debacle, and it's sad because you guys are both right. There was so much excitement in the off season, and it was just like, okay, it's in the last few years, it has been miserable in this town. It's bad enough we got to deal with the weather and the situation that it can't get above 5 degrees here on a daily basis, and the sun doesn't come out for like a month at a time. It's bad enough from January to like St. Paddy's Day that we have to incur that. And you were hoping, all right, well, at least the Cavs are going to be good. They're going to be playing awesome, meaningful basketball in February and March. And great leading up to the playoffs. Right now, this team, they're going to make the playoffs because the Eastern Conference is garbage. But right now you might not even be one of the top four seeds.
The thing about it is, though, all you got to do is get there. That's all you got to do. You just have to get there, get in the playoffs, and start that tournament.
See, I don't know.
You want to have a better seed. You want to play at home, but this is a team that can certainly, you know, you still just have to get there. If they can get there, then they got a shot.
Maybe they should be a road team because they can't win at home either.
That's fine. Yeah, I've seen them lose by 20-plus too many times at the Quicken Loans Arena.
Oh, brutal. Yeah,
good and terrible.
Yeah, absolutely brutal. All right, well, there it is. That was our first segment. When we come back, we will start to get into the Browns offensive coordinator talk as well. We can continue to talk anything you want. It's Mailbag Wednesday. You can call us 216-578-0850. That's 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
That's how I leave it. Yeah, I met somebody.